Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The best basketball tournament party is back.
Ducks throw it ahead to Dante. Dante will dribble it out. The Ducks are Pac-12 tournament champions.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alene, this is a Fan Madness edition of Danny and Dusty, presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day? Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. He'll make them pay. Danny and Dusty, live on the free Odyssey app and 1080.
It's time for the madness.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wah!
Hey, welcome in. Danny and Dusty live from Fan Madness at A&A, presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Day number two of the NCAA tournament in the madness. Boy, it got weird yesterday.
It did.
We signed off at 12:30 yesterday because the Oregon Ducks, they rolled.
They played a basketball game, and they beat the ever-living crap
absolutely dominated the dojo yesterday with Jermaine Cousard going for 40 burger on him.
40-piece.
Ooh-wee.
Setting a Ducks tournament record.
That was a career high for him, too.
Indeed.
I was reading that he had scored 40 points one other time in his career, and it was in high school. It's a good time to have your first 40-piece in college, right?
I feel like that's the right time to have that game.
Yep, and Oregon ended up easily advancing past the sixth seed, South Carolina, 87-73. But, boy, that was just the beginning of things to come yesterday. Yesterday, it wasn't the best basketball for 18 hours yesterday.
No, there were some stinkers in there.
But I'll be damned if it wasn't exciting all the way through. And that's the beauty of the NCAA tournament. And being here at A&A at the Stadium Sports Bar, it was electric. Seeing people live and die, riding the highs and lows of their brackets, of their bets, of everything that was going on yesterday at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. A fun day, I will say.
Absolutely awesome day. I will say that Samford got screwed.
Samford did get screwed.
We'll get to that. But I will say the parlay action saved at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
It did.
For you.
It did.
Yeah.
We had a lot of happy Samford covered fans.
Let's get this out of the way first and foremost. Last night, the North Carolina State Wolfpack won 80-67.
Indeed.
And when you say the parlay saved the day, there was a dunk on a runout.
37 seconds left in the game, and there is a runout. Because I looked at you with about, I want to say, 5 minutes to go in that game. And I go, all right, if the over here hits.
You needed 14 points in like the last
three and a half minutes. Yeah, I go, this is dicey, but they're playing quick. They might get this.
You hit the over on that parlay with a meaningless dunk for North Carolina State. And the only reason why it happened was because It was a true runout. Ball got deflected yep. into the backcourt, and there was only one member of the North Carolina State Wolfpack, and he just went down, slammed it through. Mm-hmm. And those points matter.
Those points
That's
matter.
Not a meaningless bucket.
Those points matter. Because when that happened, I believe Sanford was still down double digits and firmly out of the game, and then they started to make their run, and it went, do you believe in miracles?
Let's go. Now, Sanford got hosed.
They did.
That was a... There was a block at the end of that game.
It was the block that dreams are made of.
It truly was. You had a fast break dunk by Kansas.
Yep.
White guy goes up, two hands, cocks it back.
Clearly not that athletic.
And then there was the Sanford player. I've never seen anything like it. He did not make any contact with his body.
With his arms, with his hands.
He put his hand squarely between the two hands of the Kansas player who was dunking the ball, and he smacked it off the backboard. A long rebound goes out, and Sanford gets it. And all the Kansas guys are running the opposite direction.
And then tweet, tweet.
Whistle. Foul.
Unreal.
And I love, Sanford's coach came out and he said, he's like, look, we're not blaming it on one call. We're not going to blame the refs on that.
I would.
You could see why you would blame him for that. But they said, we're not just going to blame it on one call. We had our opportunities, and we were unable to do it. And I appreciate that. That's the adult in the room there. But if I'm a Sanford player, I am furious.
Yeah.
Because how does that game play out after that? You get that run out, you have the opportunity to take a lead for Sanford.
If I'm not mistaken, also, that was a Pac-12 ref crew.
Now, are we serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That it was Pac-12?
Yeah.
Pac-12 basketball officiating isn't Pac-12 football. We know that. And actually, Pac-12 football, it wasn't as bad as some of the SEC's going
through.
The
SEC had a rough year.
Football.
They had a rough year.
Officiating crisis right now. So, the last year of the Pac-12, though, going really well.
Pac-12 basketball doing great down the stretch here.
Yeah.
Oregon State and Washington State, thanks everybody for participating.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up today. We have the... Odyssey Party Bus has arrived.
Indeed.
Shenanigans will ensue. I think we can all assume that to be true.
Yes, I've heard more than a few people are staying overnight tonight.
There we go.
So,
there we go.
And
the right call. The
facility is filling up. I mean, it was packed to the gills yesterday for Oregon, and I assume it will be again tomorrow as Oregon plays again.
Yeah.
But we're pretty full in here. I'd say the tables are also getting a lot of action in front of us.
The tables are open. They're open earlier than they were yesterday too. And that's a good sign for things to come. I think Friday, you know, it's a lot easier
to say
I'm taking off a little early and I'm going to go out and go to ALNA and sit in the sports book and check out all the offerings that ALNA has to give you. Well, Friday, today's your day.
Yeah.
Today is your day, and I'm pumped for it. We do have some Fan Madness All-Stars, though, and they need to be mentioned right now.
Oh, are we going to?
Yeah.
Ah.
No. We have Philly Ryan is probably one of my new favorite characters that I've met in the area.
He is the most Philly that has ever Philly.
Yeah. He is from Philadelphia. He has a wicked accent.
Yeah.
And that wicked accent actually won him...
Want some money.
An absurd amount of money on a parlay. He tried to get the first half over, but because of his Philly accent, when he went up to the sports book, he said, first half over. And the guy didn't understand him, so he gave him first half and game over. That ramped up his parlay. And he had the one bet that he needed was Dayton. He needed Dayton
through in the clutch
on the money line, and Dayton comes roaring back from down 17, and he was going absolutely nuts at the Stadium Sports Bar yesterday. It was one of those things that you sit back and you look at and you go, "Oh my gosh." That's where the gambling dreams are made.
The gambling gods came through for him.
Yeah.
Unequivocally.
And then we've got another all-star. I don't even know his name, but I posted two photos of this man on Twitter yesterday.
Just tremendous stuff.
And we talked about him during our very long and arduous half-hour broadcast yesterday before we handed off to the Ducks.
24 minutes.
But this man was wearing a jorts jumper. Mm-hmm. to start the day.
Which we were like, how can you beat that?
Yeah. Well, he was wearing Iowa socks, and he said it's an ode to Caitlin Clark not punting, which is fair.
Indeed.
With his jorts jumper, he goes, I got a wardrobe change for you. This man did not disappoint. If you go to Dusty underscore hair on Twitter, he came back in, like, the only thing that I can describe it as is 1970s porn cowboy.
I think the simplest way to go is Champ Kind.
He
from,
did look like
Anchorman.
He did have a good Champ Kind look. And he said, I go, I got to get another picture of this. He goes, make sure you get my turquoise in it.
And he had a piece of turquoise the size of a turtle.
Buddy. He was rocking a bolo tie, white cowboy boots. He was a vibe yesterday. And his parting words last night when I saw him in the lobby, he's like, I got one more. So I'm on the edge of my seat with what this man comes back with today. But we are now creating Fan Madness All-Stars that they'll live in infamy. They will live in infamy. Philly Ryan is one. The Cowboy is another. The Jorts Cowboy is another. And then Jake the Hater is here. He has been just posted up with P1 Leave Us. They've been here all day. We got P1 Rufio's in the building today.
Indeed.
We've got Keith is P1 Keith in the garbage truck. He's here watching all the action. This is where working and doing this job is the most fun.
It comes together.
Yeah. We get to see all the people. You get to see people living and dying in sports. It's awesome. And we're already one game in. First game of the day went to overtime. Northwestern and FAU go to overtime to start day two of madness.
Absolute train wreck of a basketball game. And we've got some March Madness happening big time as Marquette and Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
Marquette's struggling. Struggling with the Hilltoppers.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've regained their composure a little bit, and that's going to be the big one. We talked about this yesterday. You know, Tyler Kolek, their star player, has been dealing with that abdominal strain, the oblique strain on his right side. If he is not at 100%, this is going to be really interesting to see where Marquette goes, because that's a two seed that we could see falling to the Hilltoppers. And I am pro chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. I want chaos. And right now at the half, you have the Hilltoppers with a 43-36 lead over Marquette.
Yeah, I have Marquette going to the lead eight. That one's tough for me. It hurt.
Also at the half, you have San Diego State. UAB.
Take care of business.
San Diego State up by six at the break. And this is UAB's got some shooters, man. They've got some shooters. This is going to be interesting. If they catch fire in that second half, 6 points can go boom like that. I'm here for all the madness. As my wife said several times on this station, it's time for the madness.
Indeed.
And we are here. We are here. I'm pumped, man. We have got more than just NCAA tournament action, even though we will have a lot of that today. Has Marvin Harrison tipped his hand to where he wants to go? That will be on today's program.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was assuming that...
We don't say that man's name.
I was assuming that we weren't talking about Marvin Harrison Sr.
Yeah, we do not say his name without the senior and junior.
We have some G League news that is actually of note.
Indeed.
That we got to discuss. And we got a little bit of college football, too, to sprinkle in for you today. So
it's going to sports hard today.
Who are we kidding? It's only going to sports as hard as the Fan Madness All-Stars
indeed
allow us to. Because this show will get sideways very quickly in the next hour and a half, I'm guessing.
Insert booze.
We have an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Before things start really getting squirrely. But we are off and rolling here. We are at Fan Madness, presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. A&A, the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. If you are planning on watching any of the action today, come on up. We are up here in Ridgefield. If you're in the area, swing by, say hi. Where we got to start this thing, your bracket, if it's busted, you're not alone. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alinea, this is Danny and Dusty on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
A rejoiner so nice, we played it twice. We are at Alinea, the Stadium Sports Bar. It is Fan Madness. And hey, if you are not able to come to Fan Madness today and you missed yesterday, that's okay. We got twice the madness. George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law and Coors Light present Fan Madness Thursday from noon to 7 at X Golf Tualatin, and Friday from noon to 7 X Golf Vancouver. What could be better than watching the tourney with great food, beverages, and playing world-class golf courses on the best simulators around? Come on down next week, Thursday, X Golf Tualatin. Friday, X Golf Vancouver.
We're back.
We're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be live. Isaac Atsuk going to be live. And Fan Madness is brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day? Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com. He'll make them pay. And also, by Coors Light. I love it. This is great. And we can't thank George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law enough, and Alinea for hosting us for this, the first 2 days of the tournament. It's awesome to be out here, and it eases all of the pain of your bracket being in shambles. Because did you see the stats coming out of yesterday? After the first two games of the tournament, only 65% of brackets, or excuse me, only 45% of brackets were perfect. After the dust settled on a full day of action yesterday, that has dropped even more. As of this morning, before the games tipped off, less than 0.0001% of brackets at MarchMadness.com and ESPN.com remained perfect.
Yeah, how did you do on yours?
Not great, Bob. I mean, it's okay, all things considered. Yeah. But it's definitely not, I'm not in the money Yeah. Actually, I am in the money in a couple of my pools. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, the big ones go, no, it's not. It's not going well. I think on ESPN, I am ranked 10,000th.
That's 10,000?
No, 10 millionth, sorry.
Oh, okay.
10,047,247th.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. I still got my Final Fours intact. Yet
we're both still cooking there.
Three of them have yet to play a game.
Yeah, I've got Marquette in my Elite Eight. That's going to dice me up a little bit. I am 644,583rd. So I'm in the top million.
Top million.
There you go.
Top million. You're rolling with your top million.
So.
Yeah.
And I had four losses with yesterday, with two of them being teams that advanced beyond that round. So
not feeling comfortable.
Yeah, didn't feel great.
Not feeling comfortable right now. But we're alive in a lot of different places. I don't think anything I don't think any of my Elite Eight teams lost yesterday. Every team that I had losing, I had them losing in the round of 32. Oh no, except for Kentucky.
Yeah, I had Kentucky in the Sweet 16 team.
Yeah, I did too.
Yep.
Kentucky's going to screw me. And look, if Marquette doesn't get it together, they're going to screw me too. I saw that this may be the more jarring stat of all of them. So there's 0.0001% of brackets that are still perfect.
Indeed.
There are 18 brackets out there that do not have a single pick correct. I think that's more impressive than 0.00001%.
There was somebody who was giving away like $1 million if you could pick every game wrong.
I mean, just think of what we saw yesterday, though.
You had 3-11-6 upsets.
That means somebody had South Dakota State beating Iowa State. 18 people had South Dakota State beating Iowa State, and that game was 82-65.
And it wasn't that close.
It wasn't that close at all. You had 18 people also, on top of that random pick, they had Morehead State beating Illinois, which they lost by, 16 points yesterday. You had
somebody pick Baylor, Wagner over North Carolina.
This is bizarro world that we have going on here. But 18 brackets remain with no perfect picks after one day.
We salute you.
I think that, and I honestly do, I think that they may be in that $1 million to pick the wrong bracket.
I mean,
that is the only logical explanation as to how you get to that point.
It's almost, maybe it is more statistically impressive.
To go over.
Not only that, like, the number's going to be lower because less people are doing it that way. But still, you're just as likely to get it right as you are to get it wrong.
50-50. You got a 50-50 shot. But I think that when you get down in the first opening rounds, it may be easier to go zero. But as you get later into the tournament,
it's the other way around
harder,
winning.
Yeah, to pick the winners because... I mean, you get chalk is easy. You know, top three seeds are usually the ones that you see dancing at the end of the day.
Well, not just that. There's the math basically says that upsets are significantly more likely in the first round. As weird as that is, even though teams get better, the better team usually wins later in the tournament, which is why when you see Cinderella stories, they run out of gas.
Well, and that, like, taking a look at just what happened yesterday, I mean, the 11 seeds went 3-0 yesterday. You had Oregon going and winning. NC State feeling the burns with DJ Burns. That's a big boy. Do you see what CBS did to him after the game?
No. What'd they do to my Husky King?
So, if you don't know, he's listed at 6'9", 275.
He's 330.
On a good day. DJ Burns, he's a big boy, but he is nimble.
Oh, he said he studied Hakeem Olajuwon, but he ended up built like Zach Randolph.
Robert Tractor Trailer. But he is a guy that when you watch him, like anybody looking for the next like guy who's going to transition from being a college basketball player to playing in the NFL.
There's more than a few people who are saying to see that guy put a hand in the dirt.
Because he's nimble, he's light on his feet, he's 6'9", so he's long. You know, he moves so well for his size. But after the game, they end up giving him a bowl of ice cream. in the post.
Wow. Is that who that was for, the interview, the sprinkled thing?
They gave ice cream to him.
Wow.
And on the surface, like, I was watching, go, whoa, they just said, we're going to give the fat guy some ice cream? It turns out the tradition at North Carolina State, which is maybe why he is sitting at 330 instead of 275, is after a win, they celebrate in the locker room with ice cream. They didn't set that up in the post-game interview. They just said, here's to getting a head start on your ice cream, and they hand him this bowl of ice cream, and he's looking at it like, what?
Here you go, fatty.
Like, if they were to do that with Ben Middlebrooks last night, who balled out of his gourd.
Also a guy who has great post footwork.
Yeah.
Just absolutely post-spun and drop-step that team to death.
Well, and you said this about Ben Middlebrooks last night. If you were to say, what does a Ben Middlebrooks look like? That is it. AI could not generate a more Ben Middlebrooks-looking person than Ben Middlebrooks of
NC State. Ben Middlebrooks is so hard, and it's unbelievable.
He is, like, just straight out of white guy tournament central casting.
Oh, yeah. Except for he's a post player. Yeah. It's like a throwback to the 80s.
If you were to give that to Ben Middlebrooks, nobody would bat an eye.
You know what, though? You know what I started thinking? Because I saw the sprinkles on the ice cream. This could have been some co-branding opportunities. Sprinkles are for winners.
Sprinkles are for winners.
Just saying.
In the world of NIL,
the sprinkles are for winners,
sprinkles,
man.
Sprinkles are for winners. Let's get that NIL going for NC State, even though their trip in the tournament may not be too
long-lived.
But they do have Oakland. I mean, they get Oakland because Coach Cal in the Kentucky Wildcats
couldn't beat his own defense.
They couldn't figure out that Oakland was playing a zone defense for like 20 minutes. It was the most bizarre thing. Let's jump into that because really the upset of the day yesterday, Oakland knocks off Kentucky 80-76 and White Lightning strikes all night. First is Rust with SportsCenter.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the Stadium Sports Bar at Alene, this is Danny and Dusty on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're live back out at Fan Madness as presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Alene, the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. The women's tournament just got underway. We got an upset brewing. Middle Tennessee State going to upset Louisville.
34 seconds to go. Louisville down 5.
Look at that.
Now it looks like they just scored. Now down 3 seconds to go. Number 4 seed against an 11 seed.
Oof.
Look, that the 11 seeds on the men's side had a heck of a day yesterday. Yep. That's not something you see in the women's game really all that often.
Nope. We saw biggest upset of the day yesterday, though, was Oakland knocking off the Kentucky Wildcats 80-76 yesterday in the opening round. A 14 seed knocks off the third-seeded Wildcats. And Oakland University, the Golden Grizzlies from Michigan, not Oakland, California. I think
indeed,
a lot of people learned that yesterday.
I feel like every time Oakland's in the tournament, everybody realizes that.
Which is not very often, it's easy to forget.
It's like leap year.
It's easy to forget. But the story of that game was 32 points off the bench from Jack Gokel. Jack Gokel.
The thing I love about the NCAA tournament, you get new verbs. You got Gokeled.
Yep, you got Gokeled, and everybody's looking for a new nickname for him. I'm just dubbing him White Lightning because that dude is pure electricity. When he gets the ball in his hands, you know he's just shooting a three. He went 10 of 20 from three yesterday.
What's the Lightning McQueen sound?
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, yeah. That's what he was doing all last night was... Ka-chow, another three. 10 of 20 from three.
And 10 of 20 from the field.
Because that's all he does is shoot threes.
He only had 8 shot attempts from two-point range on the entire season.
And then what, 327 from three?
He is he is a tourney darling. And he will be one of those guys that people remember in the NCAA tournament for years to come because he made his legacy. You come off the bench. You're the sixth man of the year in the Horizon League. You knock off mighty Kentucky and John Calipari, where they got how many draft picks do they got on that Kentucky team this year?
In all likelihood, when it's all said and done, 4, maybe 5.
And 2 of them are projected to be top 5 picks.
At least top 10 for sure in Shepherd and Dillingham.
And Jack Gokel comes off the bench and sinks Kentucky. And that is where legends in the tournament are made. But I think the most fun part about Jack Gokel is all of a sudden you get in these deep dives on guys you've never heard of before from schools where you may not have known that they were even in Michigan.
Yeah.
And he was an average D2 player. He went to Hillsdale College, his first 3 years of college, redshirted at the D2 level as a freshman. His first 2 years averages 6.7 points per game.
Good.
As a redshirt freshman and a sophomore. He then pops his junior year, transfers. He's at Oakland, and he comes off the bench for the Golden Grizzlies and becomes a tournament legend. That is unheard of. Usually, like, these guys that you see make their way up through the ranks, they're guys that... They were studs at D2, and it was like, how did those guys get overlooked in the recruiting process? Yet the transfer portal allows them to transfer up, or you can get
a
free transfer up.
Or they had some stuff go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you have some stuff that ends up being a setback in life, but you get your stuff together. But because of, you know, your past transgressions, you're stuck at maybe a lesser university.
Crazy part about this, dude, like, usually we see a story where it's the big man from Boise State, his name's Cam Martin, okay? Mm-hmm. His story went, he went to Jacksonville State. He transferred to Missouri Southern State, was a 3-time D2 first-team All-American, and then ends up transferring to Kansas and then transfers to Boise State, right? He was really good at D2, 3-time All-American. Really stinking good player, right? That's not what this guy was.
No. No.
And now he's going to be forever etched in NCAA history. That is awesome
to me. He did have a great line, though. He said, look, I know I'm not an NBA guy, but I know on any given night I can hang with those guys. And that's the thing is the beauty of the NCAA tournament is that the one-and-done nature of it is that anything can happen in a singular game. In that singular game, there are opportunities there that pop up that make you go, oh, didn't see that coming. Yeah. And him taking... Again, he took 20 threes by himself.
Delano Banton just took notes and was like,
you can take 20?
I'm going to go ahead and jot this one down here.
And on top of this, it took them, not only did Kentucky's offense not figure out how to break down Oakland's defense, the amount of time it took for them to realize this guy was never, ever, 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 ever taking anything other than a three and not trapping off screens and making him give the ball up. Look, I am not a blame the coach guy 99.9% of the time, but for the love of God, you've got to make some change there.
Well, there was they were jumping him on double teams, though, and he was still just shooting through them. Like, he was making everything. It was crazy to see. Like, Cal tried. He was way too late in doing it. He had seven threes in the first half. He made three in the second half, but it was like the dude was it was way too late. He'd already caught fire. When a shooter like that gets into a rhythm and they have that can't-miss feeling and the bucket just looks 10 times larger than it is, you're hooped. And that's what Coach Cal was, which begs the question now. Like, Kentucky fans are pissed. Like, there are people calling for Coach Calipari's head. Coach Cal.
He has a $33 million buyout.
And there is offset language in his contract to where wherever he coaches next, that $33 million can be offset in future salary.
Uh-huh.
But
what school is going to do that?
What school is going to hire Coach Calipari?
No, to offset him.
Oh, I think you're going to see a lot of teams are going to want him to coach.
Sure.
Right? And then at that point, it becomes a little bit of a bidding war. But he's going to pick the place that he wants to be at.
It's more about the place that he wants to be at as opposed to the money because of the offset language. Or, he's covered either way.
Or they're going to Kentucky's going to start trying to find cause to can him, which we've seen before.
It'd be really funny if they were like, hey, you know, we have all of this stuff from the late 90s, early 2000s that we've been holding on to. Should we dump that now?
we're gonna throw him under the bus and be the sacrificial lamb. I have no idea what Kentucky does, but we've seen Texas A&M buy out Jimbo Fisher at $77 million. We saw Gus Malzahn get bought out for $27 million. Now that's football and not basketball, but what does Kentucky pride themselves on being? They are a basketball school. So if they really want to move on from Calipari, they're going to find a way to do it. And this is is Coach Cal the best, most disappointing coach in basketball? Think of his track record. He has a national championship.
Yep.
He's been to Final Fours. He pumps out first-round draft
28
picks.
28 players currently in the NBA.
Year and year again. Like, he's going to have two top 10 picks
this year.
Yet, they disappoint in the tournament. And I know that one thing that rubbed a lot of Kentucky fans the wrong way with last night's result was Calipari
continuing to play.
We are still going to bring in freshmen. Look at all the good that we are doing by sending these guys to the NBA. Well, Kentucky fans don't care that you're sending guys to the NBA. They want to win. They want Kentucky to win basketball games because it does nothing for them to have a bunch of all-stars and a bunch of first-round picks if you're not winning games in the tournament.
Yeah, and that's the thing is both NBA development programs, G League Ignite and Kentucky, both in a bit of shambles right now as they continue to prioritize young guys that may not be the answers. I mean, again, last night, DJ Wagner and Edwards, Justin Edwards, are out there, and the only reason that they're playing is because of who they are on a draft evaluation board. And they're still starting because their recruiting rankings were higher. Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham are better players and have been better players all season long. It's not even close.
Okay. Here is the last three Kentucky postseasons. I'll just go back and I'll just read you. Under Coach Cal, you tell me, is this a disappointment or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This year, losing the first round.
Yeah.
Last year, losing the second round.
Uh-huh.
2022, losing the first round.
Uh-huh.
2021, did not make the tournament.
Ooh.
2020, no postseason home. Yeah. 2019, Elite Eight.
Okay.
Then you go Sweet 16, Elite Eight, second round loss, mm-hmm. Final Four, mm-hmm. National Championship game loss, NIT loss in the first round.
Oof.
National Champions,
yep.
Final Four, Elite Eight.
I would say that he's fallen off a cliff in the last 5 years.
You look at how it started and where they're at now, the trend is you understand where Kentucky fans are at this point.
It's almost like NIL has made things easier for other teams in the level playing field.
In leveling the playing field. Well, and also, look at what's happening with the transfer portal. A lot of these teams that are winning games right now, they're getting guys through the portal that are experienced.
They got fifth-year seniors that have all the experience in the world.
Jermaine Cousinard, he transfers in from Oregon. He drops 40 in the opening round. We were just talking about White Lightning from Oakland. He drops 32. He's a transfer, and he pops in, and he makes his mark in the NCAA tournament. Like, the portal and NIL have leveled the playing field, and it's not just in football where we're seeing, you know, Alabama fell victim to this too, right? And you have...
And Georgia's great.
And by the way, falling victim is still going to the college football.
Yes, the same thing with Georgia. But, I mean, they went from having a roster that was two or three deep on both sides of the ball to those guys, you know, spreading around the country.
And that's why I truly believe that it makes it that much more impressive what Rick Pitino's doing at all of his stops.
Oh,
right?
You mean going everywhere and winning?
And finding a way to develop the talent and get and build a winner. Now, St. John's didn't make the tournament this year.
They should have.
St. John's didn't make the tournament this year. But you saw how much growth in that St. John's team from when he's calling his team unathletic and not good at basketball. And then all of a sudden they catch fire and they go. When's the last time we saw that from a Kentucky team was 2015?
Sure.
Final Four?
And remember, where did Pitino coach?
At Kentucky.
Oh, weird.
That would be...
Come full circle?
The funniest thing ever if Rick Pitino is the replacement for John Calipari.
I'd laugh.
Because then it makes sense for Pitino because then he could stick it back to Louisville, which let him go. And there was that rivalry is heated between Louisville and Kentucky. And he's already been on both sides of it. Now if he bounces back to Kentucky, that's the chef's kiss right there.
Oh, no, you love that. And speaking of Louisville, they have been upset on the women's side of the bracket. Middle Tennessee State pulls the upset.
Look at that.
So we've got a bracket buster, 11 seed, in the women's side causing issues already.
All right.
Love to see it.
All right. Let's get it now. We have got the NCAA tournament. We'll have a lot more on that as the day continues. We're going to keep you up to date on all the goings-on around the NCAA tournament. But we may have seen exactly where one draft prospect wants to go. Next on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alenay, this is Danny and Dusty on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
The most confusing NFL draft process that I can remember is that of one Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver out of Ohio State, as Gus Johnson tried to push on us, Maserati Marv.
Yeah, you can't make it work.
He showed up at the Combine, which we'll give him a half a point for.
Which, I mean,
he did not do interviews, medicals, or workouts. I don't know why he was there.
It's like putting your name on the SAT and turning it in.
There we go. Yeah. You got
the Derrick Rose of SATs.
The Ohio State Pro Day, he did not participate in. He is not having his own personal Pro Day.
Which, if you don't do the NFL one, and you don't do the school one, typically, it's because you're going to go for the most controlled environment possible and have your own.
And he is not doing that. I'm assuming he will be forced to work out four teams when he does his top 32, which is your visits to particular teams, especially first-round draft prospects. But we are maybe finding out a little bit about, because everybody's like, he must have a spot that he wants to go, and he's trying to manipulate his landing spot. And this one may be a bit of a surprise because Paris Johnson Jr., Arizona Cardinals first-round pick from a year ago, said that he on a podcast called Cardinals Corner, he called Marvin Harrison Jr. after he was drafted, and he said, you know you're going to be a Cardinal, right? Mm. And this was after DeAndre Hopkins had been traded. It was a void at wide receiver. And now you're starting to see, oh, they go out and not try to draft Marquise Hollywood Brown, re-sign him again. He ends up going to Kansas City. But this is before Hollywood Brown had even left. This is almost a year ago. He said, you're going to be a Cardinal, right? Because we need that stud receiver. Marvin Harrison Jr. a year ago said he wanted to be a member of the Arizona Cardinals. That is a preferred destination for Marvin Harrison Jr. They select fourth every single draft, mock draft that you can possibly see. If it doesn't have Arizona trading out, Arizona's taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
The thing about this is I have a lot of questions, but most importantly, why?
Why would you want to be an Arizona
Why
Cardinal?
Why would you want to be an Arizona Cardinal? Nobody in the history of mankind has been like, you know where I want to be? Arizona, with that program, with that ownership group, with everything is absolutely dysfunctional as an organization could possibly be.
As he is growing up, think of the receivers that have come through there. Larry Fitzgerald.
Sure.
Anquan Boldin.
Sure.
Those are like formative years for Marvin Harrison Jr. His dad playing in the NFL. I don't know if there is a single, like, wide receiver or receiver coach that does not say Larry Fitzgerald is exactly what you want to be as a receiver.
Indeed.
From a route runner, from the fact the guy had more tackles than dropped passes in his career.
That's still one of the most obscene stats of all time. That's like the Joe Thomas Holden Colts.
Yeah. He was the epitome of what a number one wide receiver is, the ability to play inside, outside, kind of do everything. So Arizona, like in those formative years, they were in the forefront for Marvin Harrison Jr., where they're whipping the ball around with, you know, Kurt Warner and stuff. Maybe that is at play. I think the bigger factor here is that you actually have one of these teams at the top of the draft, you actually have a quarterback that you know is serviceable. Whether you like Kyler Murray or not, you got to respect the fact that dude can sling it. And when he is healthy, he does play at a pretty high level. I don't like his personality as a leader, and he's been kind of a malcontent at, well, everywhere he has been, to be quite honest, whether that is Texas A&M, Oklahoma, the Oakland A's, or even at times with the Arizona Cardinals. But you have a good quarterback in a position where you're going to get drafted high. Usually you don't have a good quarterback to throw you the ball.
That's obviously the thing that you kind of, I don't know, you accept in a sense of like, yes, if you're getting drafted top 10 as a wide receiver, you're likely going to go to a team that has a dysfunctional quarterback or no quarterback, and they're trying to figure out the quarterback situation. And the thing is with Kyler Murray, the talent is there, but do you trust the organization? Do you trust Kyler
No.
Murray going forward? Do you even look at that and go, Larry Fitzgerald, I think, is a one of one. I think the closest thing you can find in football is Mike Evans, where he just shuts up and catches the ball. Incredible. All you ever hear about is great dude, wonderful human, does all the right things, first in, last out, never a problem. Like, how many wide receivers do we get a generation that are that guy?
I don't think it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr.
And that's kind of my point. Like, and so he's going to go to that organization and put up with everything that's probably going to go on through his career there and be totally fine. This feels like a match made in hell.
I can't explain it, but I also understand what Marvin Harrison Jr. is trying to do. If he works out, he pops. He is the guy that everybody is touting, you know, coming out of the combine. Then do you see maybe Washington or New England say, yeah, we'll take the flyer on him, which I would have loved if New England would have done it, right? And if they would have traded for Justin Fields, or they go out and, you know, get a quarterback in the second round, like if it's a Bo Nix or J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix Jr., if one of those guys there, I would have loved that situation. But by not working out, not doing anything, he's pushing himself to the point where, all right, Let's look outside of the top three. Number four is Arizona. You got a good quarterback there. Number five, the Chargers are drafting right behind there.
Yep.
You got Justin Herbert, and on top of that, you've got Jim Harbaugh as your head coach. Now, that may go against
there.
Him because he's a Michigan man. And in Marvin Harrison Jr.'s eyes, maybe he just hates Michigan so much he doesn't want to play for Jim Harbaugh
anymore. He hates Michigan so much he doesn't want to win?
Yeah.
That does seem like an Ohio State mantra after you getting beaten by Michigan like that.
You are going to go And Ohio State would be very quick to say, they couldn't beat us to save their lives for a decade before that, though. You know what I mean?
It's fair, but I'm just saying, Marvin never seen it.
Yeah, you go down, and then you have the Giants where Daniel Jones, I can't imagine he's high on him. Ryan Tannehill, Will Levis in Tennessee is right after that. Can't imagine he'd want to go there, but you do have DeAndre Hopkins, and they're not in the market for a wide receiver with Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins. And then you go Kirk Cousins in Atlanta with all the weapons there, and then Chicago. I mean, those are 1 through 9, or you're playing for Aaron Rodgers if you torpedo yourself enough to drop all the way down to 10th. I kind of understand what Marvin Harrison Jr. is doing, but at the same time, it is very weird that even a year ago, Arizona was the place he wanted to be.
Yeah, I'm leaning heavily towards San Diego game to Los Angeles here. If I can finagle my way anywhere here.
They need a receiver. They need a receiver.
You've got a quarterback you can trust significantly more, and a structure that you can trust significantly more. You still have ownership issues. There's real problems there, but you have the same thing in Arizona. So I don't know, man. There's nothing I've ever seen where I think anyone should be like, I want to be a Cardinal.
Super weird.
It really is.
It is a
but
bizarre.
Also, that falls in line with Marvin Harrison, who has been super weird.
All right. 503-864-6326. That's a Vancouver Ford text on Weird Down at Fan Madness, brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. In the Allen A Stadium Sports Bar. Hour number two. We start with a good day for the Pac-12. Next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.